科学を通して見る世界に。ジェームス・ジーンズ The New World of Modern Physics An almost kaleidoscopic rearrangement of scientific thought came with the change of century. The 19th century had lasted just long enough for science to discover that certain phenomena, radiation and gravitation in particular,defied all attempts at a purely mechanical explanations. While philosophers were still debating whether a machine could be constructed to reproduce the thought of Newton, the emotions of Bach or the inspiration of Michelangelo, the average man of science was rapidly becoming convinced that no machine could be constructed to reproduce the light of a candle or the fall of an apple.Then, in the closing months of the century, Professor Max Planck of Berlin brought forward a tentative explanation of certain phenomena of radiation, which had so far completely defined interpretation. Not only was his explanation non-mechanical in its nature, it seemed impossible to connect it up with any mechanical line of thought.Largely for this reason, it was criticized, attacked, and even ridiculed. But it proved brilliantly successful, and ultimately developed into the modern quantum theory, which forms one of the great dominating principles of modern physics. Also, although this was not apparent at the time, it marked the end of the mechanical age in science,in the opening of a new era. Planck's original theory hardly went beyond suggesting that the course of nature proceeded by tiny jumps and jerks, like the hands of a clock. Yet, although it does not advance continuously, a clock is purely mechanical in its ultimate nature, and follows the law of causation absolutely.Einstein showed in 1917 that the theory founded by Planck appeared, at first sight at least, to entail consequences far more revolutionary than mere discontinuity. It appeared to dethrone the law of causation from the position it had heretofore held as guiding the course of the natural world. The old science had confidently proclaimed that nature could follow only one road, the road which was mapped out from the beginning of time to its end by the continuous chain of cause and effect. State A was inevitably succeeded by state B. So far, the new science has only been able to say that state A may be followed by state B, or C, or D, or by innumerable other state. It can,It is true, say that B is more likely than C, C than D, and so on. It can even specify the relative probabilities of states B, C, and D. But, just because it has to speak in terms of probabilities, it cannot predict with certainty which state will follow which. This is a matter which lies on the knees of the gods,whatever gods there be.